Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Yanni Konomopoulos for Say News, and alongside me today is Gus Drosos, a game design student. Gus, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Yanni?
I'm good. Just give all our viewers a little background on yourself.
So, my name, as you said, is Gus Drosos. I am a game design student at Fanshawe College, and I chose game design because ever since I was a young kid, I always wanted to learn how video games were made.
And give us a breakdown of how your program works, all aspects that you guys cover. What have you learned? What's your favorite part about it?
So basically, the entire program is based on how games are fundamentally designed, all the way from the raw bones of, you know, 3D modeling, animating, and so forth, you know, level design, up until, you know, in the last year where students are, you know, assigned into teams of five or six, and they design two games over the course of the year, while being supervised by a producer.
Supervised how, since you are now in working from home, how does that work online?
So basically, you know, rather than being in studio, the entire process was much more complex as to now we weren't able to have, you know, in-person meetings, and being at home, it was much more of a challenge to be on the same page with the other, you know, members of the team for the development cycle. And we used a cloud source program called GitHub, which would basically allow us to upload any changes that we make to the game online. So rather than carrying it over on a USB or doing it at school, we could all be in a cluster of group together. We just did it online, and we met up on a chatting website to arrange meetings and talk so forth as to the development, as you know, what direction the game was going in.
And how long is your program, and is it a diploma, degree? What's your certification for it?
So the entire program is a advanced diploma, and it is 3 years long.
Where are you right now in your time for it?
Right now, I'm in my last week. I just completed the entire program, and I pushed my very last game with the college.
You had mentioned that you make two games a semester. So far, how many have you made in your 3 years at the school?
So in my total of 3 years at Fanshawe, I did four games, one being a solo project and three being with a team of four and a team of five and six. The first one was called War Notes, which was a game that I made by myself. It was the first one I ever created, and it was like a testing ground. Whereas the other three were full-blown games with five levels, and you know, just homemade assets rather than, you know, finding stuff online.
Would you say it's more difficult or easier having to work at home than in the studio?
It was harder to work at home because, like I said before, you know, the communication was a major hurdle to overcome. And you know, being that you're at home, you don't really have the means of having any external help. You're pretty much on your own, and it's like a survival of the fittest in a sense.
Describe what it was for you being in such an advanced and difficult program, the transition from the classroom to working at home and downloading everything on your personal computer.
So being that you had the school provided computers of the caliber that could, you know, use all the programs, I had to transition from a full-blown computer to a laptop, which is not any means a good, you know, form of a tool, good tool to use for game design. And I had to personally spend money to upgrade the computer so it could, you know, manage and run these programs. We had to learn two new programs off by heart on our own rather than having the assistance of any professors. So that was quite a challenge to overcome. And being that one of our final classes was a portfolio class where we had to basically craft a major art piece to post on online, we weren't able to have any in-person interaction with our professor who would guide us. So that was another challenge that we faced as students.
For me, with a similar aspect in journalism, as we both have digital programs to use, so program-wise and the transition-wise, how was it for you mentally transitioning from the classroom and such a heavy workload? What was it for you mentally?
You know, to be quite honest, you know, coming from the studio and going to, you know, home and back and forth on a day-to-day basis before COVID started, I'd actually say it was quite a gift, because I was able to work those long hours that I do now at the studio in the accompaniment of friends and fellow students who also, you know, faced issues. And if we ever had any issues, we had each other on hand to help each other out. Whereas now, you know, transitioning from a school environment where you're in the mindset to, you know, do work and motivated to working at home, you know, there's a feeling of you know, confinement and restraint, because, you know, when you're at home, you don't have that motivation and you know, drive to do the work on your own computer at home. Whereas like at school, you had it. And just being locked up in a tiny, you know, cubicle as you would at work, right? Being in a room, it's not fun at all.
Yeah, I agree with you with that aspect. I've had some difficulties as well.
Yeah.
Despite getting through all the challenges and difficulties of the programs and having to learn yourself in some parts, what would you say out of everything has been your biggest challenge through this COVID-19 season?
Oh, I would say rather than just having one, I'd have two. One being the development of each game. I've been working on the past two semesters, and also working on my final portfolio piece, which I had to restart. And, you know, having the proper guidance, if I was in class, I wouldn't be facing that issue. And, you know, being that, you know, I'm at home, the professor, as I said before, you know, wasn't able to give me the proper guidance, and he wasn't able to show me in person, which was quite a sore pain to have.
You had mentioned that this is your final semester and you're done your advanced diploma this week. What are your plans next, and how do you plan to get your foot in the door into the industry?
So going into the industry, I had two goals that I wanted to complete. One was to learn the entire back end of game design, so animation. My next goal now is to now focus on another field of game design I want to get into, which is narrative design. And I am aiming now to learn how to properly write scripts and create different narrative arcs, which could tell a compelling story within a game itself.
So having now been doing online school since, I would say, the summer, since June, maybe?
Yes.
Since June? What is the biggest takeaway that you have learned going into your script writing program or whatever you want to do next for your next part of the education?
One thing that I will take from this program and take into any other endeavors I choose to embark on would be to use proper time management and to use self-motivation and diligence to push myself and strive and create works of art that will, you know, captivate and intrigue people's, you know, enjoyment in a game. So that's what I'm hoping to do.
Well, it seems like you've overcome a lot of challenges and difficulties being in the transition from studio to home. I hope you get your foot into the door and do what you want to do in the industry. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And stay tuned for the next episode.